Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, we're so grateful for this magnificent, beautiful, wonderful, glorious day that you have made. Lord, every day is beautiful when we know Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. The best thing that ever happened to me and my entire family. So I want to praise you and worship you and thank you, Lord, that you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I ask you to bless the word today as it goes out. I ask you to open our hearts and our minds, Lord. Reveal the truth of the Word of God to us as it goes out today. Let your words go forth, and Lord, let them bring revelation and knowledge and understanding to the hearers. Lord, just reveal to them the truth of who your angels and your beings are that you've sent to watch over us and protect us. Now, Lord, we give you praise and glory and honor because you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of Gods. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Now then, we're talking this week about angels, and I want to tell you that angels want very much to get involved in your life here on this earth. The angels of God are here on this earth to help you, and so what you need to do is you need to put these big guys to work for you. These magnificent, majestic, glorious beings are just waiting to do something for you. Now remember, your angels are listening to what you say, so only speak the kinds of word God speaks, or they will leave you. Let me read this scripture to you in Luke 12, verse 8 and 9. Also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man will also confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before man will be denied before the angels of God. Now, this is Jesus talking here. Now, if Jesus said it, you can believe it. So how did Jesus say to put the angels to work for you? What are you to do? How do you confess Jesus before man? Well, let's go back to John 1:14 and see what the Word of God says. It says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." So, if you are confessing the Word to someone, you are confessing Jesus to them. Now, you got to realize that Jesus and the Word are one. They are one. So, how do you confess Christ before man? You confess the Word of God. And when you do that, you're confessing Jesus to them. And, of course, Psalms 103, verse 20 says, "Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word." So as you can see here in Psalms 103, the angels do his word, and they heed the voice of his word. And in verse 21 says, "Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Now then, if they heed the voice of God's word, how does his word get voice in the earth? Now stop and think about this. It comes from your mouth. You have to speak God's word in the earth for the angels to heed or do or perform his commandments. Now then, Psalms 103, verse 20 says, "Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word." In other words, how do they do his commandments? By listening to God's word, actually being spoken in the earth by you and I. They actually work to make God's word come to pass in your life. Now, if you don't give a voice to God's word in the earth, then the angels have no voice to hearken to or respond to. Now, this is where most of us miss it. We do not speak much of God's word out of our mouths. Now, many, many of God's people have never learned how to talk. In fact, I guess I should ask this question. is your tongue saved? Because if your tongue is saved, only good things will come out of your mouth. Now, I know lots of Christians that profess to be Christians, but they need to get their tongue saved. Because they might be just sitting there talking to somebody, and all of a sudden, out of their mouth comes a list or a string of profanities. Now, first of all, that'll drive your angel away. He's not going to stay and listen to that nonsense. And I'm right there with him. If I happen to be around you and you break off into something like that, into those profanity and all those things, then forget it. I'm not going to be there either. So if I don't like to hear it, I know these angels do not. So many times we speak negatively and or just negative things. Now, angels only respond to God's spoken word. In other words, in verse 21, he says, "Bless you the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, that do his pleasure." Now, who are these ministers of his? They are the angels. And what do? The word of God says they do his pleasure. And what is his pleasure? To fulfill his word in the earth. Verse 22 says, "Bless the Lord all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Psalm 104 verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, how thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covered thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariots, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers, a flaming fire." Listen to what he's saying about these guys. When you learn to speak God's word from your mouth, you will begin to experience great things in your life. Let's see what the word says the word can do. Let's literally stop and think about this. Let's go to Hebrews 4, starting with verse 12. "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Now let me tell you, when you get the word in you, it will deliver you from your problem. I'm telling you, there's nothing more powerful than God's mighty word. Absolutely nothing. Now, if you don't speak the word, it will ruin you. Let's go to Matthew 12:34. "O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And thou, an evil man out of the evil treasures bringeth forth evil things. I, Jesus, say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned." Now, if you don't have the good things of God stored up in your heart, you will not be able to speak them from your mouth. If you do have them, then you begin to say what the word says and begin to loose your angels to go forth for you on the earth and make God's word come to pass for you. You begin to use scripture. Take the word of God. Use scriptures like Mark 11:22-24 to make things happen for you. If you are a giver, like Luke 6:38 says, then he began to speak it and expect your harvest to come to pass. Speak things like Philippians 4:13 and 4:19, and like Mark 9:23, and many other wonderful promises of God in your life. Your angels will absolutely go forth and make God's word come alive for you. Now remember, If you speak God's word, those big boys will help you do great and wonderful things, and they will make God's word come to pass for you. But now then, let's look and see what God's word says your angel will do if you provoke him by saying the wrong things. Now let's go to Exodus 23, starting with verse 20. The Lord says, "Behold, I send an angel." He sends an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him. It says, beware of this angel and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him. Now then, the Lord makes you a promise here. He says, but if you indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversary. For my angel will go before you and bring you in to the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and all these others, and I will cut them off. You shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do according to their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and completely break down the sacred pillars. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Now notice in all this, notice an angel will go before you and look at all the wonderful things he will do for you. But you have to say the correct things. If you don't say the right things, your angel cannot perform God's mighty word. They perform his word. They will go before you, and they will do all these wonderful things for you. But you have to say the correct things if you want these guys to do wonderful things for you. Psalms 14 says, say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. Now, these people had been saying the wrong thing, and it cost them their life. So you don't want to do that. You want to speak God's mighty word to call your angels on the scene to work for you. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'd like to invite you to call us at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you audio and video tapes of all of these teachings. Also, we'd like to invite you out to our church, the Living Savior Church, every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. It's at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 in North Dallas. We're there every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4, and the Lord does great and mighty things. Praise his name.